hunger for this greenery. Man stands mad, but even stars now be feeling me. Man stressed out, man, but the bud now keep that healing, G. Man off my head in my zone, hella cheesing. Pause, inhale that good shit we be breathing. Man fill the lungs, but no.
Episode 2, welcome to Drunk Facts Podcast. Yeah, first and foremost, I want to say big up Louis Pots and Pans.
Big up, big up.
For the food endorsement. Definitely go get him on the Instagram. At the end of this video, we're definitely going to drop the Instagram in there so you lot can get hold of it. But first topic, lads, old school versus new school. Music. Any genre. But you know what, first topic, favorite old school rapper.
Old school rapper.
Yeah.
What's a cut-off face?
Cool. Yeah. You know what, we'll say from 90s era.
Yeah.
The 90s era.
I say Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
I'm saying Tupac. Nas is the greatest.
But well, we're not talking about greatest, we're talking about personal favourite.
Yeah, Nas is the greatest.
No, he isn't the greatest.
So that's his personal favourite.
That's your personal favourite.
The greatest, yeah.
Alright, cool.
I'm a Nas fan. I love
him. Yeah,
he's the greatest rapper of all time. He got a bit confused at one point.
What do you mean?
How? So you've gone from to Got Yourself a Gun.
You have to have a commercial though. You have to do a commercial tree.
Are you hearing this?
But you know what I'm saying?
It's a hard stuff, like, for us.
Hey, Shindit is like, you got the two contrasts.
Who's your favourite artist?
Styles P.
Styles.
All day.
That's a good show.
Styles P all day, every day.
Not for me, but.
No. Yeah, he's hard. Yeah,
all day, every hard. Day. But I think, you see, for me, it's just the style of rap for me, innit? Mm-hmm. I came up on that era, I rap like that. So, yeah, I've always grown up listening to Styles, so for me, it was just.
You see, hundreds. I think Styles is a great rapper, but in terms of the. I know that's what he was living, but in terms of that message and Styles is just gutter.
This is where he came from, innit?
Do you get what I'm saying? I can't relate to that 110%. Yeah,
but then again, Prodigy's the same thing.
Exactly.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's.
But that's your favorite.
Personal favorite. But he's got conscious shit.
Yeah, but Prodigy's my favorite.
His latest shit is mad conscious.
Yeah, rest in peace. If you listen to Styles, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Prodigy. For
real. Styles P's got his conscious stuff.
Yeah, but obviously it's more gutter.
And obviously, that's not stuff I don't think I can listen to forever. Do you get what I'm saying?
I listen to stuff that British albums that guy's like, listen to that guy.
Would you chop that up? Would you put that up in front of your son or your children? Would you say you could bump that all together?
I wouldn't put it in front of my children, like Styles said, bro. If you're under 21, you shouldn't listen to this, bro. You can't do it, bro.
Is your favorite old school artist also your favorite old school hip hop song? Is it made?
I couldn't say I have a favorite old school hip hop song because I think
too many
as well.
Nas is like is the pinnacle of hip hop music. It's got my favorite producer in
Who's that?
It's the one that chops it up, scratches a lot. DJ Premier.
Premier
B. So it's a Premier produced it, and then you got Nas rapping over it, and it's just lyrically incredible. But I do think the best hip hop song of all time is Juicy.
I don't know about that.
You can say
it's a classic, but we can't say it's the greatest because we have to throw hands.
It is the number one.
Throw hands.
It is the number one.
You have to stop throwing hands.
It's the number one hip hop song because you can just go, it was all a dream.
Then all the people go,
90% of people go, I used to read word up.
I know what they're going to say.
Saw a pepper heavy day up in the limousine.
I know what they're going to say.
Hanging pictures on my wall.
And then after that day, rap attack, this is Magic Molly Wall.
You know, I'm about to hold this L still.
You got to have this L.
Hurts, then it
hurts.
Burns, then it
hurts. I'm still gonna throw this
out.
Rich Homie Quan was meant to do it was the inaugural thing, isn't it? And it wasn't Juicy, it was another song. Get money.
You wanna strip all of my living room clothes, break the 10 gold with C's and Alamo. Yeah, hands up. Set on that.
No. Rich Homie Quan did the deadest freestyle over Tupac song, what's it?
Not them, but Louis V. Also, cargo. That's how many cars I got. Nah, Lord mean at 12 car. At 20 car, how many cars you had? Like 14. Now I'm going on 16. Saying to be here 3 months. Try to shoot up like morphine. Nah, come at boy like Georgine. Nah, okay, ball man boy got Jordan feet. And all my shit they come with creases.
Let's look at the new school nowadays. Like, who's your favorite new school artist?
Kendrick.
Ooh. Do you know what?
What about Big Sean?
Big Sean. Big Sean is lyrical as shit.
All right. Let's have this conversation as well. Do you think that Big Sean got bodied on that track when Kendrick dropped that?
I remember. Yeah, he definitely got bodied on that song. Big Sean came super hard. It was on Big Sean's album.
Yeah.
I think everybody can relate to that song because it was a hot topic.
Everyone got bodied, not just Big Sean.
Yeah, there's only one more.
I got bodied somehow.
Listen, I got bodied just listening to that.
Jamie definitely got bodied. Let's go looking for Jamie, bro. It's a madness.
Listen, yeah, big up Jamie, though.
We can look at the situation with what's his name? Like with the Joe Budden and Amigos situation. Did you not see that?
I've been covering for so long. I'm glad they succeeded, man.
Hey, man, you guys are nominated tonight. Have a good show.
What did you not think of it?
That shit was crazy.
Exactly.
You know what? The way he bopped out of that show was hilarious, bruv. I can't help it. That shit was funny.
You know what? Migos, I've got so much respect for Migos.
I know.
They're real. Do you get what I'm saying?
They're real.
And they're keeping their brand and respectful. Yeah. That's where they probably don't say too much in interviews. Mm. They're not trying to.
Consumer exploitation.
I think they are.
I wouldn't think they're hip-hop.
I wouldn't say hip-hop.
They're not hip-hop. Hip-hop is what
you
would say
90s
era. That's
no,
hip-hop.
But then again,
who'd
win
a rap battle?
Migos
or MC Hammer?
Hammer could spit, but Hammer would beat them. You crazy?
MC Hammer?
But you got to remember, those are the commercial chains, innit?
Might have to go for 10
rounds. So not everybody can feel that.
But you know what, with that situation, it's awkward because obviously Joe Budden's come from the pinnacle. Not saying that he was the biggest rap of the 90s, but it was very significant.
2000s. Joe Budden was the biggest artist on Def Jam. Not that we was all bumping that motherfucker. Yes, he was. When Joe Budden got signed, he was the biggest
artist. He released two songs, though.
But they were banging.
But nowadays you see that there's a lot of new school artists just releasing music.
You know what? I don't feel like music is the same anymore. Mm-mm. It's not.
Even R&B. That's why it's very hard to just say.
You know what?
A direct comparison.
It's not. You can't compare.
You got to look at the artist. You got to like. So everyone compares everyone, footballers, boxers, whatnot. You got to compare rappers.
But another thing, they're trying to be original for what's current today.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? They can't be just doing remakes of.
It's true.
Old generation.
There is a thing about being relevant, but then there's also a thing with. old school crowds. Certain people don't like switching up music. They'll listen to the same thing as long as they live.
It's true. Yeah.
So certain man that switched to that era, me, I'm not with all the dab rap and all of that. Like, I'll listen to it, but you won't catch me all day like, just dab, you know. I'm not about that. Me, I'm a lyricist myself. I prefer hip hop. So I'll always go back to my old school eras, the 90s era for me.
Yeah,
it's the shit for me, and that's the realest for me.
Another thing is, how do you determine what is good rap or what's, you know, what's popping?
That's what it
is. Are we talking about numbers or are we talking about sheer ability? Is it a banger if no one's heard it or no one's played it?
You got to think about the amount of shit music that's coming out these days, yeah? That'll make the stupidest concept and bust off of it. That's only because people couldn't understand it. See, man that are mad lyricists and that, they won't get as much views as people like fucking...
It's true.
Like, man that put out them commercials.
I was going to say, Drake has sold more than Most Def. Most Def is...
Well, you got to think though, I would rate Drake, although I could never put down Drake, because I listened to Drake's first mixtape. Yeah.
Drake's first mixtape, when he signed, he was poor.
Yeah. No, he wasn't poor when he was signed.
No,
he had bangers.
Yeah, he had bangers.
And you know what? He stayed because he kept relevant through every single era that he was... That literally the stage room.
Before we start, I'd like to take this time out to thank Drake yourself in front of the world for coming through, for coming to rock with the URLTV.TV movement. We really appreciate it. We know you're a big fan of the culture, you know what I'm saying? And we know that you support battle rap.
What do you lot think about Drake's relevance to hip hop? I'm not even just hip hop, because I feel like he's touched a few genres.
That's the thing.
In his career, but
can we call him hip hop? Because sometimes
you can. Do you know what? I would say you can still.
So it's a thin line to what you think hip hop is compared to what I think.
I would say R&B artists as well. Chris Brown.
Yeah,
Chris
but then
spit.
There's a rapper before. Then we only discovered this like what, a couple years ago.
After man threw bottles at him in the club.
Exactly. So niggas started spitting after that. He said, you know, I'm mad, and we started expressing myself. Man can't be singing no angry stuff because we don't listen to that.
Quick question: whatever happened to his fight with Soulja Boy?
Oh yeah, that's a good
one. That got cancelled, bro. You know that was publicity. It's coming like some Mayweather and shit.
Man, like Drake
or Soulja.
That's publicity, bro.
King Soulja.
But as I'm saying, do you reckon Drake's a culture vulture?
Yeah.
I feel. Yeah. I wouldn't say maybe not the whole way as a culture vulture, but he tends to latch onto whatever's hot in the moment.
But
culture vulture.
But cool. As if you was an artist, yeah.
But he does pay people though.
Yeah.
He does pay people, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But
as I was saying, as an artist, yeah. If you're still trying to come on, if you're trying to be an artist in the industry, you're trying to be the biggest artist you can be in it. So for you to do that. Is that you would have to adapt to bare different types of music to fit the cult, the genre of people.
Yeah, but then again, we can look at the whole thing with the Popcorn verse. Remember when he had that tune with Popcorn? Before the album came out, Popcorn was on it when the album dropped. They took him off of it, remember?
That's a situation we might not know the full story about. You don't know what happened.
Yeah, with obviously we don't know the full story of that. So,
I respect Drake and what he's doing, because obviously I feel that he takes time to do research about who he works with, because with people trying to say that he was just trying to jump on the UK bus. Hold on a second.
Damn!
When you try to say he just jumped on the UK wave, da 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 da. He done a song with Dave. Do you get what I'm saying? Dave, remix, but Dave wasn't as big at the time. Do you get what I'm saying?
Dave was definitely
blowing up.
Yeah,
Dave, from his black box, he was blowing up, fam.
Yeah.
That man can't even knock Dave.
And that's another thing is, not Dave is sick. Like,
I wouldn't say sick.
But another thing is though, Drake is actually a massive artist. He's doing crazy numbers in America. Does he really need to go out of his way to get someone in to get a buzz?
But then again,
he's not fizzing out.
But this is what's happening now, yeah. You got to
think because it's the millennial era.
Yeah,
it will never fizz out.
You got to think now, yeah.
Meme era.
Who's really running the music right now? It's UK, fam. Everybody wants to do tracks with man from the UK now. And you notice, fam, even Jamaican artists as well.
That's been about for what? I remember Chris Brown did a tweet, when Chipmunk did a tweet with Mavado, Chris Brown, Trey Songz.
I think that was a whole different situation.
Remember N-Dubs, they were signed to Def Jam. Look, Lady Sovereign got signed to Jay-Z artist.
Why isn't Lady Sovereign?
But she's shit.
Oh no, she fizzled out still.
She was never hot.
She was. She actually got sponsored.
She got signed. Jay-Z's label, so did that Greek rapper, K-Coke. You got signed to Jay's label.
Did you say King Cole's from Greece?
He's Greek, isn't
he? He is, yeah.
Cypriot, maybe.
Is it? Yeah.
What do you think he is from Ireland?
Well, don't he call himself a white boy? I don't even know about that Greek stuff.
I'm not gonna.
I'm not for certain on that one.
Still. If I'm wrong, yeah, K. Cole.
How's that possible?
And Cyprus and Greece, I'm sorry.
Man's brother's name's called Ginger. How will you get a Greek Ginger, fam?
I'm not Greek,
I don't understand that, because I've never seen a Greek Ginger. He's not Greek.
Is he Greek?
No. I don't believe that.
I'm Greek.
No, definitely not.
Someone Wikipedia it right now.
It? No, like, I'm way
too sure about it myself.
Is he prepared to snuff me? Getting so hard to explain the pain that I feel. I'm scarred in my brain and these words are so real. It's far from a game, you'll get wrecked in the field. I gotta get away, got these urges to kill. My deepest thoughts.
Oh no, anyway, I met K. Coke and he got signed to Jay-Z's label.
Yeah, was it Rock Nation?
Yeah, and never released. So the whole thing about America's been trying to. America obviously has a grip on the UK culture just because America's the biggest music-wise. But this whole thing about them raping the UK artists has been apparent. Remember Dizzy Rascal? What's been apparent for ages? It's because grime is getting bigger. Yeah. So we've seen it more. But it's not that it's not been there. It's always been there. But because grime and
it's starting to break through now.
It's just because it's now more open. People listen to grime artists are now making chart hits.
But I think
the notes and.
If you look at it, also
I think the culture has changed.
But the culture has really changed. If you think about it, anyone can make music anyhow, at any place, any time. Like people are releasing tracks off their laptops. Knots was just literally going to studio every day and then something stuck. That's literally how it's going nowadays. You don't necessarily have to have the biggest following in the first place. Like back in the day, it would need to be
able to. You're basically saying you can become an overnight success.
Of course. You know what? Yeah. This is the social media era. This is the millennial era. So real artists, people don't care about real artists. How many of these artists can play an instrument? Really? Can you call yourself an artist? Are you an artist or are you a musician? Because me, if I want to do music, I'd want to be a musician. To have talent. Yeah. Talent is just not just I can spit bars over a beat. Because I write poetry. Anyone can do that. No disrespect. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, anyone can sing. No matter how great you are, good job. It is what else you bring to the table. Yeah.
So when we go back to the old school versus new school, what do you think? So would you think the old school people are better because they did more,
not just hip hop in general, but old school artists in general. You will never get another Ray Charles. You'll never get another Elvis Presley.
Never know though.
But we're slipping into different territories now, because
that's
are we talking about musical artists or are we talking about rappers? That's what I think we need to distinguish what we're
doing. Okay, then look at producers. How many producers could that?
Yeah, it's true actually.
Kanye's not in my top five.
Kanye's a bad way producer. Yeah.
Not in my top five, but he's a great producer. If you look at who's the one that died in like 2008? He used to work with Common a lot. And
Jay Dilla,
one of the greatest, multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
But now you've got people on their laptops making beats.
But some of the most successful producers right now have Apple producing for them. They're just telling them what to do.
Oh,
there's a lot of
producers. So I'm saying nowadays it's so much easier. Just in general, like I'm slipping to something else, but in general, because we've got so much social, electronic stuff, we don't have to work as hard mentally because we've got our phones.
Yeah.
You can do that now. How different is Soulja Boy to Young Thug? Is he as good as Young Thug?
He's nowhere near Young Thug.
Young Thug is terrible.
Fam,
why are you not on
gonna throw these.
Y'all gonna miss it. He's not a rapper.
No,
you can go try and put the track on the track and go. That's not lyrics. I don't understand what you're saying. Future, y'all, they all chat shit.
Future?
That is not rap is rhythm and poetry. They have rhythm, so they have got the and then got the poetry. I don't know, if you're
album, you like Young Pug's verse on...
Verse, I mean album.
On the...
Let's not forget a verse.
Yeah, but he's got cheers for days.
You can actually break down some of his verses.
I'm going, where's the exit door?
Where's the exit door?
Do you know what it is? I feel like today's sort of rap, yeah, is based off Molly's, Percocets, Lean.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to
everyone melodies. So fam, you gotta think about it, yeah. That's like, when man first saw that shit, it was like Chief Keef in the booth.
Mm.
But my man was off the lean, like.
I like the hungry Chief Keef.
But it's always man that come from the hunger that are the best when they're on that hunger stage. Mm. Cause that Meek Mill was good. Well, I can't even not Meek Mill. Free Meek Mill, cause Meek's been the rawest from day, and he's been moving like he hungry for life, blood. Mm. Yeah, like them chicken wings that just got destroyed. Mm. Like he was hungry for life.
Yeah.
And he's still hungry now, fam.
Not that
he got bodied by Drake.
You might have to run the fade again.
He is that good still.
Like free rush.
Do you like rap music? That's the question. You do not like rap music.
What is not rap about Meek Mill?
He's not a great lyricist.
Rap, it's about lyrics, it's about poetry.
Because you lot can say, how can you say Young Thug is rap? That is not fucking rap.
Listen, I'm
not
gonna
get angry.
Alright, chill out.
I hate stuff like that because,
you know what, you probably haven't heard all the songs that I've heard.
Bentley the coupe, the little nigga gon' float and the bitches gon' choose him. Bentley the coupe and these niggas gon' loof and these bitches gon' choose and they know I got proof. I fought your main girl, but you know I got proof. I iced out my rings and fire off in my shoes. I spent that house on my neck, I spent houses on Nicholas.
So what was you saying about Young Thug now, bro?
In the fence for Young Thug, yeah, literally. There's certain tunes where, you know, it might be a sort of melody thing, because that's the generation we're in.
Certain. Rare tunes are like that. I can't lie.
You can't rap.
Don't even be harmonizing for life. You waking up and just harmonizing and shit. Like, wake up, bang a
name, person. Name, just okay, okay. Harmonize. Do you like the Young Thug?
I like certain tunes from Young Thug.
Okay, someone spit a verse that you go, ooh, that the lyrics off. Oh, wow.
That shit.
I'll wait.
Sacrifices, nigga, jury real, he said like a can opener, that didn't make sense.
I swear that he said busting at the bando, and nigga's jury real, nothing like a can opener. I ain't understand that still.
Real metal,
tin pan jewels and that, bro.
But then this,
I remember the rest after that though.
You got to look at my favorite top five artists, yeah. And I can't recite none of
East
Coast rappers with like, lyrical.
You're gonna go back.
But that's opinion. It's down to opinion. Like me, I'm name your top five.
I could get beaten up.
No, you can't name your top five.
No, you can't.
Just don't put Vanilla Ice in there.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Number one of all time, like I said before, Nas.
I'm gonna name my
respect.
From the next four, not in the same order.
No order.
Just Biggie.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
I have to put him in. Pac. I have to put him in.
Of course.
Common.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Yeah.
And in between, the fifth is a few artists.
I don't know,
you got to talk about Andre 3000.
Andre, 100%. Andre, I put
all day, definitely. But for me, I would say, in no order, Big L.
Mm. Okay.
Big Pun.
Mm. Okay.
Don't fuck. You can't actually fuck.
How many big puns? Flow is a man.
How many big people? Big Pun.
Bro, we got Big L, Big Pun, Big Papa. Come on, Biggie.
Pack.
Big Pack.
Styles P, fam. That's me. I don't want it. But then I can't really have a top 5 because there's more rappers that actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'll take top 10.
It's top 10. I'll add another 5.
So no one, because everyone gets on me to say that. No one puts Eminem in their top 5.
I don't listen to Eminem like that.
Bro, Eminem's, I think,
he's a spitter.
He raps.
I don't understand all that. You be chatting about Haley too much.
To be honest, Eminem at the moment hasn't really, his album wise, has not been, for me, respectable to his talent since
maybe since how it was when he was
maybe,
first.
Maybe the Encore, or maybe the Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
But for me, to make a Marshall Mathers LP is like a career-ending album. Yeah. Just like it's like you can't make anything better than College Dropout. You can't. Kanye's trying. There's nothing better he can produce than College Drop. That's the original.
That was a madness.
Incredible. And since then, he's not, like, I'd say Graduation.
The next three were good,
and then the rest have been. I don't want to listen to that. Because it's just.
I like that Dark Twisted Fantasy though.
You know what I think?
Because he was in a space where, you know, if musicians were more vulnerable, I think we'll get a lot of good music. I don't think musicians.
He was going for a lot at them times.
Like with the R&B nowadays.
No, but how do you know they're not deciding to talk about it? Because Eminem goes for a lot of.
Eminem was trying, when he was talking about it.
And people loved him for that shit because it's so raw and real. It was like, you can't even knock Eminem and say he's lying because Donnie's just a fucked up.
Look at R&B.
Oh man, problems
in life. Look at R&B over the 90s. One of my favourite tracks, Twisted. Sweat, bro, when you drop that shoulder.
Listen, yeah, I've
never heard it.
Whoa.
Man, are you okay?
You definitely have to get a rush after.
Are you okay, fam? We're going to have to fade you out.
You're
going to
see another debater in it.
I'm going to be in it,
Charlie.
This is crazy.
You don't know about Keith Sweat, do you? I know Keith Sweat.
I don't know his song.
I'm dead. We can't help you, fam.
You don't know about Twisted?
We can't help you, bro.
You ain't seen the video?
You have to take his face.
She telling me he wasn't doing that dance.
Trust me. Nowadays, it seems like,
you know what I'm saying? I say, let's take it to R&B then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old school R&B versus new. There is no new school R&B, to be honest.
I know this would be a big question, but I finally got my favourite R&B album of all time.
What's that?
Usher Confessions.
That was an Usher Confessions.
My nigga.
You trying to give them pre-warnings before it goes down.
See what the hell he's saying before he smashes it.
Just standing in the corner, just puzzling a bit of prayer for the vagina gets teared up.
No, it's a madness. Old school R&B, people are killing stuff to that. But I bought it like that, bro. I've had some great times with old school.
We were born on that.
Maybe not me.
I was literally born on that.
Who classes new school R&B now?
Miguel.
I like Miguel's Miguel's kind of Scott.
I quite like, but Miguel is wavy.
But his newest one is not
Miguel. I ain't heard his newest one. I just want to talk about that. Yeah.
Wow.
And How Many Drinks. Wow. That's the best tune
How Many Drinks?
That tune is so happy.
Who done Airplanes?
Who did that?
Airplanes, that's true.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah's bad.
He's bad. You could not Jeremiah. He is
And if we look at the writers, for instance, like the Party Next Doors and stuff like that.
Party Next Door.
The weekend.
I have you on some trippy shit. You be feeling like you want to pop a Xanax, but we don't deal with that over here still.
Thursday album was a bit mad still. Thursday.
Crazy.
I when I started blowing up Benin's. Why? I don't know.
Now big at the weekend though,
and to bring on the album stuff. It's before this I can't, you know, what's it called?
Yeah, we got Bustin' some old school the week. Yeah.
This was Bustin' on some Q-Swift.
You know what, he's gonna catch the fade to the
ball. You get rushed off this, man.
The Clippers out, bro. Fucking treatment. This is fucked up. You don't know about Twisted. It's gonna be sad, bro.
But yeah,
did you ask who's new school R&B?
New school. I say Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Yeah, I thought it was Chris Brown.
Trey.
Trey Songz.
I didn't fuck with Trey, bro. I cannot stand up.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Trey Songz?
No, Trey's fire still.
Listen, let me tell you something. You play some Trey Songz when you're with a girl, it's kind of down. 100%.
I'm not messing with that train.
No, that's not you.
That's not
a good song.
When I touch
her,
she lie.
That's good. When I touch her, she lie. When I hug her, when I rub her, she lie. When we cut it slide, then she got me saying.
Cause when I touch her, she lie. Oh, when I rub her, she lie. Oh, then I gotta sing girl tonight.
What's the song? It's the man. That's not coming in. I hate it because girls love it. All right, he is the man.
SWV.
The man is the man. SWV. SWV.
SWV. SWV. Yeah.
Are
you the Trey Songz?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Are you
the Trey Songz?
This is the voices, man. It's
mad.
I beg you, when you see this comment, please, we're going back to the debate. SWV or Trey? I don't want to hear
Trey, so he makes those.
Oh, wow.
We need some females.
Wow. Yo, definitely not.
Definitely need some special guests for that.
I can't lie, I'm just not.
If a girl's not feeling you, drop some Trey Songz.
No.
She won't be feeling you.
She'll be feeling Trey.
You ain't getting no play.
I'm gonna have to play
Trey and give her shots.
Wow.
Nah. Wow. It's mad though. Like with the culture, it just seems to be changing. So therefore, I think the way in which we measure what's success and what's not nowadays, I think is a bit different as well. Because I think with back in the day, the units obviously told the story. Yeah. But now we have the streaming, which is another situation. YouTube's now involved, I guess. If don't quote me, please, Jimmy Iovine and all you motherfuckers, leave me alone.
We're not experts.
Trust. I don't want Dr. Dre coming to my front door right now. I don't need that.
You get me? But still, I think that's all we got for today, though. That's enough time. We back next week.
Yeah. That's not what you think of what we debated and all your ideas. And if Migos is actually
the artist, you're gonna hold smoke.
And who is Key Sweat?
Definitely.
Is Key Sweat? Oh, you hold the smoke after this. Alright, cut the camera, man. We need to hear.
Definitely. I'll be out until next week, though, man. Definitely.
Thank you. Peace.
Thank you.
God bless
you. Some drinks, bro. Facts, baby.
Drunk facts.
Come on.
Think baseball, major league. No time for no minor things. All my team are Spartans. The road mates does prime to win. Fly on some piloting. Aiming for them higher ticks. I'ma bring a wave to the game on some title ticks.
I smoke green guys.